Ramchal, Derech Eitz Chaim, right? This is the third shir. Harei lecha, behold to you, sha'af al pi, that even though sha'atera hi bli tachlis, the Torah itself is without any boundaries, v'afilu kol ot mimena, and even any, all the letters that are from the Torah, he can, it's that way. Even though the letter itself is bounded, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is revealed in that art is without boundary. Because that's what Torah is. Torah is the inner Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the most inner Ratzon that we can perceive. And it's all in the art. That means each art itself is Bli Tachlis. Therefore, that we said last week, even from one art in the Torah, the person can reveal the built-in tachlis of the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, without gvul, without boundary, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, tzarich lahavota, to cause it to aflame, va'az titlahev, and then it will become aflamed with its Torah, with its influence, with its Ratzon, its mitigaleh, which is revealed in it. For Kenegda, and against it, Sechel Ha'adam Asuiken, and against it, the Sechel, the mind of a human being, is made in thus way. Ki Gamken, also, Yeshlo Koach Hasaga, he has the ability to reach that level, Hasaga Rabba, to reach this higher level. Ach kasher, however, kasher yitlahet b'koach hitbonanut, when this letter, when this Torah that he's revealing, this letter, or in the Torah that he's learning, yitlahet, will become aflamed. How do you make something aflame? B'koach hitbonanut, by delving, by mitbonen, tfuna, right? By delving more and more in it. So really, this is really iyun, right? This is really a concept of iyun. When a person learns iyun in something, whatever you're learning something small, right? But you're learning it in depth, and you meet bonen more and more on the same concept. There's more and more to come from it, right? And then you reveal an inner rotson of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that which is the Torah, the pnimiyas haTorah that's in it. And that's the Eish HaShalhevet. That's the flame that the Torah becomes alive with, becomes aflamed with. The analogy Ramchal gave was of a coal. And he says it's a very, very good analogy, a very strong analogy. He says, just as a coal has inside it the flame in potential, the way a person's nigash the Torah, the way the person brings that flame out, is through him ming mitbonen, for him delving in the Torah, and that brings out the flame from the coal. So too, that brings out the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'itgalia in a revealed way through his being mitbonen on the divrei Torah that he's learning. Al zeh ktiv, on this it's written, ki Hashem yitein chochma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one who gives chochma, mipiv dat v'tvuna, and from his mouth comes dat v'tvuna. So we spoke about what Chochmah is, the building blocks. Tuna is the bringing those building blocks together to make a form. And Das is the connecting of that to a person's self. Vezeh, right? Ki kol hanimtzaim midiburo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu na'asu. That everything in this world came into being through the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how they came into being. Na'asu. Like we say in Tehillim, B'dva Hashem Shamayim Nasu, with the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the heavens were made. I.e., when we're saying the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Divrei Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the world, in a certain sense, is emanation of his Ratzon. So the world itself is his Divrei Torah. So if we were mitbonen in the world, right? We're seeing his rotzon. We're seeing divrei Torah as well. But that's not his inner rotzon. That's his rotzon, which has a lot of levushim, a lot of coverings, so it's harder to see. The Torah is his rotzon, is his pure rotzon. So, a person who understands Torah is understanding also the whole world. Because you're understanding his inner rotzon, so when you come to understand the world, which is his, like his rotzon, which is hidden, that's what the world is called, olam, beloshen ne'elam, it's hidden. That's his rotzon that is more hidden than the Torah, so then we'll understand also the pnimius of the world, we understand the way the world's formed, how the world's formed. Because it's also just an emanation of his rotzon. But it's a hidden emanation, a more hidden emanation. That's why it's called olam. Whereas the Torah is more beit galia. As much as the Torah itself is hidden, but it's more beit galia than the world is. More revealed than the world is. So there's a little bit of a machlokus between the Rambam and the Ramban in how you understand the Torah. It's not how you understand Torah, how you approach, but really the machlokus isn't so big. There's a machlokus in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, in the Shorosh, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, if you count the Durabonans or not. So the Ramban's understanding of a Durabonan is that this is a Torah, which is God's emanation, but all Durabonans, all Mitzvahs Durabonan, really the Shorosh is in the Torah. Whereas the Ramban's understanding is that Chachmei Yisrael, those people who were Nimsa to them to understand it, to be Mefarish the Torah, since they're created with Selem Elokim, and since they're mechuba to the Torah, they're connected to the Torah, that their das, their understanding is Torah itself. The Rambam's not cholik on that, just a question of how you look at the Rabbanans. Right? So Lamaisa comes out, and so it comes out that a person's sechel, a person's understanding, is Torah itself. And I don't think the Ramban's arguing this, it's just arguing on how you look at the Rabbanans, if the shorish is from the Torah or not the shorish from the Torah. But even that, I'm not so certain there's such a big argument. Right? But I think everyone would agree that Sechel Adam, the person's mind, right, and his understanding, if it's emes, if it's metchaber to the emes of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is also connecting to his rotzon. So it means, at least according to the Rambam, any form of understanding of the world which is emes is also a way litchaber to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Because if it's emes, if it's true, it's an emanation of his truth. And it's an emanation of his truth. We can connect to him through that. Now, Chochmas Chitzonius, as much as it's a Chochma, is an emanation of his emes, of his truth. That means, from the Chochmas of the world, a person, in theory, can connect to your Creator. But that's only if you do with that intention. And it's only if that Chochma Chitzonius is used with the Torah itself, that it has a pnim, that has an inner, an internal understanding, which is the Torah itself. That means if that Chochma Chitzonis, right, if that outside Torah is connected to Pnimis HaTorah, like the pre to the shell, then it has a place. It can itself is mitchaber to the Torah. You understand what I'm saying?
And then the pre to the shell, not the pre to the nut.
No, that's a nut. The nut. Okay. The pre is the fruit, and the shell is the outer,
The shell is the outer.
Yeah.
The Torah is the outer.
No, 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 no. The Chochma Chitzonius is the outer Torah, and the pre, the fruit, is the inner Torah. You got it?
Yeah.
And there's a special din of a shomer. There's a concept that the klipa itself, the pre, it preserves the pre.
That's the idea.
The question is asked, how does the Chitzonis HaTorah protect the fruit? Right? Or the Torah itself. That's the keep and that's the pre. Let's be marchiv a little bit. In a certain sense, it's the same dimion, the same concept as the klipa is also connected to the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov. And we know from Chazal that which is ra is bad in of itself. And yet we say twice a day, v'ahavta t'Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, with both your hearts, even the Yetzer Tov, even your Yetzer Hara, right? And there's a Gemara it says that when Chazal were mitaken, that they davened that there wouldn't be a Avodah Zarah in Klal Yisrael, they also then was pasuk nevuah, left nevuah from Klal Yisrael, because it has to be an equal balance. Zeh keneged zeh aseret. They also davened that the taivas of the world, illicit relations, should be removed from Klal Yisrael. Then chickens didn't lay eggs. The world didn't have any kiyum, so they didn't do that. So that's the tikkun. That's what we live in. We live without avodah, without that yetzirah. So according to this, it's very easy to understand that the yetzirah is a koach in man, that if it's used properly, it's something that can serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And not only if it's used properly, it's a koach that gives kiyum and chius to man. When we're learning, if we didn't learn with our yetzirah, we wouldn't argue so much. If we didn't argue so much, we wouldn't come to the emes. Let's give a different example. The Ari says that when he learns pshat first, every kasha is, right, something difficult. You know, you only get good answers if you have a good kasha. Because the kasha is the klipa. The kasha is the thing that which is preventing us from understanding. Stima, that's nis, sotem us from understanding. But because we have that stima, because we have that connector, that thing that's against us, so then we have to use our creativity to overcome. And that produces our creativity. So too, the Yetzirah produces our creativity to overcome and understand things. So too it is with Chitzonius HaTorah. The point of that Torah, it's more accessible, it's more understood, because speaking about the world as we see it, it's more empirical. Whereas Torah is something which is harder to find empirically. When we go from that outside Chokhmah, and we find its pnim, we break the shell and find the pnim of it, find its depth and understanding of it, we get a deeper understanding. But we get a deeper understanding of the Torah, because then we know how this piece of Torah is expressed fully in the physical. You understand? So it gives us an understanding of the Torah itself that maybe we wouldn't have been able to get by ourselves. And in that way, it preserves the Torah, because it preserves the Torah in the sense that the Torah gets more fully expressed. You understand? Nimtza, we find, therefore, Shehapeh Hazeh, that this mouth, right, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kiviyachol, Hu Hashoresh L'Kol HaNivraim, God's mouth, Kiviyachol, like, you can't, obviously God doesn't have a mouth, is the root of everything which is created. V'zeh atzmo, and this itself, mikayim otam. His mouth itself is that which keeps them going, keeps them staying. That's what you say, you know? V'hevel hayotze min hapeh, and the breath that comes out from this mouth, kiviyochol, rotzalama, in other words, hashpa'ah, the influence, hayotzet el kol hanivraim, which goes out to all that which was created, min hamakor, from this source, shehotzi otam, this source which brought them out, right, is which is mikayim them, that is, which is brings them into being. Now, this needs a little bit of understanding. Al kein, therefore, ne'ema, it says in the Torah, ki lo al alechem levado yichiyeh ha'adam, not on bread alone does a person live. He doesn't live only on physical sustenance. Ki al kol motze pi Hashem, on all that which comes out from the pi Hashem, from the mouth of Hashem, yichiyeh ha'adam. Shehu zeh, because this pi Hashem, this is the hevel, the breath, hayotze, that comes out from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umekayem, and it establishes all that which is. Vuhu hamitlabesh is an important bit. This peh Hashem is what it is mitlabesh, it's clothed in bedvarim hanei echalim, is clothed in what you eat. Lazun ha'adam, to feed a person, shekach tzarich lo, because thus it's needed for him. So he's telling you here a very important thing, that in our bread, so bread we normally think of as sada liba, it satiates our heart. I mean, the person feels full. There's a satiation. So just as in all types of food, there's intrinsically, right, a form, right, of physical satiation that it gives to a person, so too, there's a mazon that comes from this food. Mazon means a ziyun. Ziyun means also a light. Like we call the tagim on the ot, ziyunim. We call them the ziyunim. Like Zion, the ziyun. Ziyun means to give mazon, to sustain, right? To give sustenance. The tag on the ot is that which connects it, the crown on the ot, right? Connects it to this higher level of being, like the guf to the neshama, to the soul. So also within food, there's a mazon, a spiritual mazon. And that spiritual mazon is in the food itself. And the remorse says, right, that's why I say mafli la'asot. It's an amazing thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, a physical world, and this physical world has in it ruchnius. And that ruchnius we tap in by doing physical actions. The physical act of eating is not just sustaining our body. When we make a bracha, says the Ben Ish Chai, we're mevarer the ruchnius. We bring onto ourselves the ruchnius that's in that mazon. So if you make a good bracha on something, you're more satiated spiritually than the eating itself. The eating itself brings onto you, that's the pella, brings onto you also an aspect of that spiritual sustenance as well as a physical sustenance. But lefi koach habracha, according to the strength of the bracha that a person makes, is the koach of the ruchnis in that thing which is eating, that is mamshich to himself, that he brings on himself. And then chas v'shalom, if a person eats something which is not supposed to be eating, he brings onto himself a tevara, something which is bad to himself, and which is cool, which could cause him seemingly to be chote, to do averus. Just as everything has its own physical content, so everything has its own spiritual content. You understand? So that means I can bring out from that which I'm eating that content. Since it's something spiritual, it's not finite. Just as, you know, the ot, we said one ot has an influence, which is an infinite influence. So the food they're eating, you're talking about giving mazon to your neshama, has an infinite influence. So the koach habracha, according to the bracha that you make, and the kavanah which you eat, the influence on that piece of food on you will be more effective. V'inei, hachachma, the wisdom, kvar nitna min HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is already given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'leiv kol b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Adam, in the hearts of every person. That means, this chachma satera, the rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is already munach, is always mushrash, it's already there in the heart of the yid. And that's what it means when the Torah is taught to a person and it's that mother's womb and then it's forgotten. That means he has a remnant, a reshima, an imprint of all the Torah in his heart. It's not something foreign to him, something which is intrinsic to him. Ach, kedesh titgaber, in order that it'll become, it'll be mitgabel, like come out. Its potency will come out. Tzarech she'oto ha'peh, it's required that that mouth, ha'mekayim ota, yinashev b'koach, that mouth which is mekayim it, will bring it out in its strength. Va'az na'aseh mamash, and then it becomes itself, kamo ha'esh gamken, like the flame also. V'kashemenapchim ba, and then we blow into this flame, mitlahevet, it aflames. Ken k'shezot ha'ashpa'a, when this influence, tered min ha'peh, comes down from this mouth, kamo neshiva, like a blowing. Telahet ha'chochma, this wisdom will aflame, v'yera'u, and will be seen. Hadat v'atuna, the connecting to it and the understanding of it. Haklulot, that's contained in it, kva already. Ela shelo hayunirot, that wasn't seen clearly. Only now that he's mitbonen and speaks in it, does it now become revealed. Ki lo haya nir'e, because it wasn't seen beforehand. Ki ma chochma sheyasechel atzmo, it wasn't seen, only the wisdom, which is considered the sechel, the understanding itself. Ach ha'tvuna hi binat ha'sechel. Tvuna is the understanding of this sechel, this level of understanding. Ha'mechaberet, which connects dava el dava, which connects the separate things, umekayemet dava bedava, and establishes this with this. He's explaining what bina is. Bina is loshen binyan, to connect different pieces of chokhmah together. V'hadat, so what's das now? He's explaining. Hi hatolada hayotzet mikol eile, comes out from the sechel, from the chokhmah, right? I.e., when a person's mitbonen and says over the Torah, he gets the what. The what is the chokhmah. What it's saying, the depths of what it's saying. He learns more nuances in what it's saying. Then when he learns those nuances, what to say, he's clear about the what. And the what is, depends how much he's mitbonen in understanding the what. He listens to more things. Then he's mechaber that which he got, the naase. He's mechaber and mitbonen on that naase. That's the nishma, that's the shmiya, that's the itbonanut. And he's mekayem, puts these things in a certain form, in a certain way, connecting the things together, and mekayem them, and establish them in that form. And now, those two things together, Eile lo yasu pulatam, they don't do their actions. Ele bekoch nishiva shinasheva pe'a elyon behem, only because of the breath, the Kodesh Baruch Hu breathes, the breathes in them. Nimshe shakfachma kfanitna, the chokma was already in the Torah itself. It's already given. Vapeh einu ela mekayim ota, this peh elyon is that which establishes it. Ach hadas, the das and hatfuna hen mitchadshot, those are the nuances in them. He's going to explain. Dahainu shemitchadesh giluyan tamid, it's revealing and renewing their revelations always. Rak koach neshivat hapeh, through the strength of this breath of the Kodesh Baruch Hu in his mouth, that's mikayim them. Al kein, therefore, Amar Eliyahu, achen ruachi be'enosh, therefore there's this wind, this spirit in a person. V'nishmat shakai tavinam, and the soul kibiyochel of Kodesh Baruch Hu tavinim, will cause them to be understood. The loshen nishmat hu kamo minishmat eloka, from the concept of the soul of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that gives us nishmat Hashem, the soul kibiyochol of Kodesh Baruch Hu that He gives to us, kenachal gofrit, is like a flowing spring of gofrit.
Science.
Is it gofrit? Sulfur. Yeah, I don't know. It means. Shehu miloshen nishima, that's the loshen of breath. Velo miloshen nishama, not the loshen of soul. Dainu nishima tapeh, the breath of his mouth. Nishivat haruach, and the breath of breath of his spirit. V'zoti anotenet habina, that gives us understanding. V'lo hayamim or hashanim, and not the days or the years. It says, we say in our tefillah, b'chol yom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechadesh the world tamid. That's the breath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is mekayim the world, as it is mechadeshet. So too, a person has a chiddush every day. The chiddush that comes to a person comes through his tzvuna and his da'at. The breath HaKadosh Baruch Hu breathes into us every day. We say, Elokai Neshamash Netata Bi Tohora. He returns that to us. And our itbonenut, our understanding of ourself and of that breath that He gave us, and our connection, our das, right? In which we connect that in our actual lives, right? That's the flame that's mitlahev from that gecholim, from that coal, and that's our being in this world. You understand? Our understanding of our being, and therefore the expression of that being, which is the das, is the bringing out of that flame. That's blowing into that flame to bring it out. And the bringing out of it is the das. That means our chidush every day that we bring into this world, kivyochol, our lives are that chidush that we bring into this world. Really, all three aspects of self happens. This aspect of self is the concept of self. There's the concept of our connection with our Creator, which is the Torah. There's the concept of our self, which we just spoke about. And there's Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. Even with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, there's this concept of your being and him being, right, as he is. There's being mitbonen, an understanding and an entrusting of your being into that person. And there's the connecting of your being with the other person, which is the das. That means das only comes after an understanding of the other person, an itbonenut of the other person. And then there's a connection, which is das. All these things is basically different aspects of Naaseh v'Nishma. Naaseh is the Chochma, Nishma is the Bina and the Das, or the Tvuna and the Das. You understand? And that's the way we connect to the Torah, i.e. to our Creator, the way we connect with ourselves, our Neshama, and we bring it to its Chiddush every day, and the way we connect to each and every person who we connect with in a deep way. The more a person is mitbonen on himself, and the more he's expressive of that flame within himself, which is his neshama, the higher level he is, and the more he can then bring out nishmas hatera, the rotzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into this world. The more his understanding of things, the more he's mitchaber, a kesher aduk, with another human being. But it's on a different plane, it's on a different level. Because that flame will bring out flames in other people. And will be connected with those other people on a much deeper level.